You guys ready for speed jokes? I mean, I'm just sufficiently outraged. I'm not even going to talk about that anymore. Here we go. Our jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg, and we got a joke today from Ted Scott in Denver and Dave Browning of Hammond, Indiana, who signs his joke one pint glass short of a full shelf. He's hoping for the speed jokes one pint glass. Joan O'Brien in Bloomingdale, thank you. Dave Larkin of Walnut, Illinois. He's a musical education teacher there. And Pete Hansen in Milwaukee and Russ Thompson of Midlothian. Mugless Don and Huntley sent us a joke. Megan in Bonfield, Illinois. Celine Legault-Ehlers sent us a joke and signed it with pamplemousse because she knows that's my favorite French word. Anybody know what it means?
Grapefruit.
It means grapefruit. I don't care about grapefruits, but how can you not enjoy saying pamplemousse?
I do. My wife hates it.
Say that. Dave Carr in Canada sent us a joke. Ed Petrosius is an instructor at the Snowmass Ski School in Colorado. Thank you. Sarah Grottenrath, Jeannie Copps in Michigan, Mike Gleason in Merrimack, Wisconsin, Andrea Pratt in Mooresville, Indiana, and Tom Edson of Sheboygan, Wisconsin wrote, "Hi, John. I've spent 34 years in education as a teacher and principal. For most of those years, I would read a joke of the day for the students. Well, I just found my joke notebook. So sit back, relax, and act like a fifth grader when you read my joke."
Following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a teacher and John Williams will star as his student.
All right, on Monday, you said your homework blew away. Tuesday, you said your father accidentally took it to work. Wednesday, your little sister tore it up. Thursday, someone stole it. Today, I told you to bring your parents to school. Where are they?
My dog ate them. What did the naughty soccer announcer get from Santa Claus? What were Frosty's parents' names, Ma and Popsicle? How much did Santa pay for his sleigh? Nothing, it was on the house. What happens when you use the fireplace on Christmas Eve, you crisp Kringle? I never thought about that, but that's a bad plan. You can't have a fire on Christmas Eve. What game do Rudolph, Donner, and Blitzen play at sleepovers, truth or dare? You got the next one, Andy.
I do.
Joke 8?
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were going to skip 7.
Okay, we're going to skip
7. I don't think 7's that good. Let's do 8.
That would be. I got an email today explaining how to read maps backwards. It was.
I see. Hold on. Okay. Do the one before that one.
I didn't
call you stupid, John.
Okay, yeah. I thought we were going to skip that one.
We're going to do that one.
Let's edit this, okay? I didn't call you stupid, John.
Right now, this joke kind of is playing on itself. Go ahead and do your line there, Andy.
I didn't call you stupid, John.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I know you thought it.
Well, I'm sorry, but when I told you to spell orange and you asked me if it meant the fruit or the color, it caught me a little off guard.
I got an email today explaining how to read maps backwards. It was spam. An easy way to make money is to take photos of salmon dressed in formal human clothes.
You can't make money doing that.
Yes, you can, Andy. It's like shooting fish in apparel. I'm not telling you what to do, and alcohol won't solve all your problems, but neither will milk or water. I'm just pointing that out. And finally, Rudolph flunked the 9th grade, Andy.
I didn't know that.
Yep. He didn't study, so his teacher came up to him and said,
"You go down in history